mental. And this is, I don't know why my internet's not good.
I started it.
And this is with Bitzel. And that would explain it, which is basically Tosos. First answer, right? Only because the Gemara doesn't mention it until the second case. Right. So it could be because it didn't come up in the comparison, or it could be because they didn't make the no kimta. What you're saying is no kimta in the second case, which they hadn't yet made. And it's really pshat in the Gemara. They hadn't yet made the okimta of bittel till the second case. Okay, they don't say it as an okimta. They say it as a din, but it could be. The truth is you could say a lot of things for Rashi. You could also say he's like b'chidush aran. Right? In the first case, it's really a question of achila, like Tisha Chanuyos, which has an afkamina. I don't even know if I want to spend so much time on Rashi. You can also say it's like b'chidush aran. Right? Is that the original suffix? Was the Indian Achila. And where would that be hinted at? Because they compare it to Tish Chanuyos, where you're asking if you can eat the meat. None of the others are comparing it to something about eating. And in all the other cases, right, the original suffix was the Indian Pudika, right, and then he would be the Chidush Aran. Okay, theoretically, maybe you could even say that, like we said in the name of the Ramban, that the last three cases are Suffolk all, even though he doesn't really focus on that terribly much, I must admit, he focuses more on Talmina and Midrabanan. Okay, maybe there's some other things you can say, but we have two possibilities. Maybe we'll see if there's a third possibility as well. The Ramban says something which is very normal, but very strange. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam is one of the few shitas in our Gemara. Maybe the only shita that takes our whole Gemara kipshuto, but then creates a big svara problem. What's what I mean, take the whole Gemara kipshuto with Mechila from Yaakov? All the Gemara is about B'dikas Chametz. Let's assume it's all about B'dikas Chametz, and it's all the same circumstance. Don't say this line is before Bittel, this line is after Bittel. What does the Rambam do? He says it's all about Bedikah. However, the first case is Chayav Livdok, because the Gemara compares it to Tisha Chanuyos. The second case is Potter Milivdok, because the Gemara compares it to the Shnei Sanim two Kupos. The third case is Potter Milivdok, because the Gemara compares it to Shnei Shvilin. And the third case is Chayav Livdok, because the Gemara compares it to Suffolk Hall, and we passing like the Chachamim in Suffolk Hall. He doesn't want to say like Rashi, but here Kuli Alma's vote. We hold like the Chachamim in Suffolk Hall is Tami. Right? So he takes, he's the, could be the only one who Mamish takes the Gemara, Kipshuto. They're all the same case, and the ones that look like they're Chayav are Chayav, the ones that look like they're Potter are Potter. And the problem is, of course, that the Rama is most difficultly Svara. You know, he's just, quote unquote, naively passing the Gemara, but he's very, very difficult. Misvara, what does the Ravid say back to him? The Ravid there says something very similar to the Balamor, right? How can the Ravid on the Rambam says something similar to the Balamor? We discussed this. If the Ravid on the Balamor calls the Balamor every name in the book, okay, because the Ravid changed his mind a lot, right? The Ravid is not really such a problem on the Rambam. Says the Ravid on the Rambam, not really a problem. We'll just put him on the bottom. Says the Ravid on the Rambam, he says, "La'inyan bittel." This is talking about bittel, and it's l'chamra because bittel is daraisa. This is la'inyan pedika. Kula. This is la'inyan pedika. Kula. And this is also la'inyan pedika. And the kula. He was just misupak. Whether perhaps we should be even more makel than this. But he was misupak that maybe in the third case, where it was like Shnei Shvilin, one pile and two houses, maybe it could even be Makelin Yin Bittel.
Where is that in the case of Suffolk Hall?
In your base. Doesn't he? You want to read it to me?
Matthew 7:2.
See? It's there. Is it not there? It's there, Safigal. Okay, so the Rambam here is really unique. He's the only one who admits that Safigal was more chomer than the middle two cases, without saying it's about Bittel, like the Balmor. Let me just open up the Rambam. So, okay, the Ravid, he does bring up some Sfeikos, which you have to figure out the Svara of, right? He says, maybe in this case, we can be Makel, even Lehinyan Bittel, but at least what he says, Bavadai is very glatt and very poshut. He just pulls the old trick of saying, this is about Bittel, this is about Bittel. Right, and this is very similar to the Palomar and the first shot of Tosos, etc. What does he say here? In Yud Aleph, says the Raif adjust, the Havale Safik Bia Le'inyan Pedika. Obviously, he's implying that Safik Bia would V'yesh Lomar Afling and Bittel Dom Yud Tum. Maybe even when in Bittel, it's not clear exactly which case he's being made Le'inyan. Lenin Bittel, clearly not in the second case, because the second case is Meforsh that it's only, but let's just add for Ulai, Gam Lenin Bittel, and if he's making in this case Lenin Bittel, it seems logical he would make in this case also, but it doesn't say it. Uchora, Ulai, Gam Lenin Bittel. And what's he just suggesting here is saying it could be that the last two cases are Suffolk all. Why are the last two cases Suffolk all? Because no mouse necessarily went in your house. The first two cases, a mouse went in my house. I just don't know what he was carrying or which mouse he was. The last two cases, I don't know if anything went in my house. Maybe if I don't know if anything went in my house, I can make it lead in the Doraisas. Even in Doraisas, if you have something and you don't know if anything came in, that's called Lom Chaskin and Misura. We leave it Bechezkas untouched. We leave it Bechezkas hatch, or maybe even for Doraisas. Okay. He was specific about that. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam has a few problems. The Rambam needs a lot of work, Rav said. What's pshat in the Rambam? Okay. What's pshat in the Rambam? We have to explain why this case is worse than these cases, and why this case is worse than this case. Why is Suffolk all worse than one pile in two houses, which is l'chora another kind of suffigal, right? And why is this case worse than this case? Why is this case worse than this case? What does the Rambam say about halacha yod, about the case of kafua? Beis yod, imiach tisha tziburin shal matzav ech shal chamitz ma'achbar v'notel bo yodanu im chamitz ma'atzanotel v'nichtas v'ayz bodr tzorich livdo shukol ha'chvuk mechzal mechza. Ah, kafua is kemechzal mechza. Okay, this case is also Mechza Mechza. This case is also Mechza Mechza, right? Two houses, two mice, two houses, one mouse. Emcha Mechza Mechza Gdol Mizor. Kavu is like Mechza Mechza. The next two cases are Mechza Mechza. So why is like Mechza Mechza more chomer than Mamish Mechza Mechza? It's a reasonable question, no? So, and they're all about Bedika. Right? Unlike, again, well, okay. What did the other Rishonim say in terms of trying to explain why these cases were more makel than this case? There are two basic mahalachim. Let's review our both sides. One is the mahalach of Tosos and Balamor and the Chiddush Yeranim directly. Oh, this case is about more than Bedika. These cases are only about Bedika. Okay. But the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. Certainly not the Balamor and Tosos. The other approach is the, you know, the Babi, Dovin, the Rabban, oh, these cases are much considered like Suffolk all. That's not going to help the Rambam. He thinks Suffolk all is the Chumrah, right? Suffolk all is not it. So what's shot in the Rambam? Why is he more macher in this case than in those cases? Very reasonable question, no? Very reasonable question. So does the Rambam answer that question? Let's see. Says the Rambam, Yad Alev, Shnei Tzibur, and Echad Shal Chometz, Echad Shal Matzah, case B. That's case C. Oh, some other cases that we'll get to later. A mouse came in and you checked your old house, you didn't find anything. Can you assume he ate it? Or a mouse came in and you checked and found something. Can you assume he found the right piece? And according to the printed Girsa, but not the manuscript Girsa, meaning the Kesef Mishnah's Girsa, not the Magid Mishnah's Girsa. Osho Yetitzah Tzibur Yishol Matzah, the Echad Yochamitz of Pirish, the case of Pirish from our Gemara. In all those cases, Cholei Lo Ein Tzirich Chetzarch Livdo Pam Shnia She'ein Kan Kafua. This is not Kafua, says the Rambam. Why we were making cases 2 and 3 than case 1? Because it's not Kafua. But then we have to figure out exactly what that means. What do you mean not Kafua? Kavua is Kmechzal Mechza. This is not Kafua, but it's Mechzal Mechza. Like, what difference does it make? It's a little weird. So who denies what I just said? Who denies what I just said?
Kesef Mishnah.
Kesef Mishnah. Right here is a fundamental difference in the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah based on their different yourselves. Right, the Magid Mishnah is the Girsa of all the manuscripts that did not have Pirish in Halacha Yud Aleph. That whole part of Pirish in Halacha Yud Aleph is not in any manuscript. At least, that's what Shabtai Frankel tells me. Didn't look them up myself. And the Kesef Mishnah had the printed Girsa in almost all the printed editions. This part about Pirish is in Halacha Yud Aleph. So says the Kesef Mishnah. Al Pi Girsas. Defos. Says the Kesef Mishnah, based on the Girsa of the Defos, right? The Kesef Mishnah. I don't know if he had any manuscript Rambams. He had a printed Rambam. He lived in the age of printing. He says, very poshut, he says nothing to do with Kavua. What's the line of Eino Kavua? The line of Eino Kavua is going on the case of where there are 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, and 1 was parish. Okay, that's obviously not Kavua. That's in Tesh Hanuyos. Right? Meaning, when the Rambam says because it's not Kavua, he's not adding anything interesting. He's just saying a case of Parish, which is not one of the 4 cases on the board, is not Kavua. Because it's Parish. Parish is the opposite of Kavua. Shkach. It's okay. He's allowed to write Pashal things. But he's not. The explanation is not Parish. It's not Kavua. He says the explanation is not because of Kavua. But what does the Magid Mishnah say? Al Pi Girsas Kesvei Hayad. He says, because of Kavua. He says the difference is Kavua. So what would the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah say, what this is a Suffolk Kavua. And this is a Suffolk She'eino Kavua. Again, we haven't gotten to this case, right? Let's just write the halacha numbers. This is Beis Yud. This is Beis Yud Aleph. This is Beis Yud Aleph. And this is Beis Yud Beis. Right? That's what the Magid Mishnah says. The difference is whether it's Kavua or not. What does that mean? He doesn't totally say what that means. Somehow they were machmer only in Kavua. Why were they machmer only in Kavua? What does the Rambam say? Kavus kmechzal mechza dami. It's a little funny. Why were they machmer in Kavua? Because it's mechzal mechza dami. If they weren't machmer on actual mechzal mechza, oh, they were machmer because it's kid mechzal mechza. You would think you show some mechzal or mechzal mechza. No, the Magid Mishnah in Yud said because Gosu the Tikkun al Safik, the Tikkun al Safik, but here it's a Safik she'inu kavua, the low Tikkun al Safik. Okay, but you have to figure out why. They're being talking on one kind of suffix and not the other kind of suffix because of Kavua. Again, don't say it's because of suffix all. Because suffix all for the Rambam is the Chumra. Right? Don't say, they weren't talking in suffix all, but they were talking when it's Vaday all. That's not going to help the Rambam. It's they were talking when it's Kavua, not when it's not Kavua.
Right, right. When you talk about this kind of suffix, that suffix is not a...
Right, when we say Niskan ala Safek, if you want to say Niskan on all Sveikos, that's fine. What's the classic Niskan ala Safek? Stan, you don't know what's going on in your house. There's nothing coming with you. So it's going to be a funny Magid Mishnah. We're going to have to figure out Pshat in the Magid Mishnah the best we can. The Kesef Mishnah is a free agent now. He can say whatever he wants because he said the line, the words, let me find you the words. She'in kan kavua are not going on this case or this case. They're going in the case of Parish, which is definitely not kavua, right? 9 piles, 1 pile, the wind blows 1 piece of bread, big good. And you don't know which pilot came from. That's parish. You go by the rove. You can eat it. If it's treif, you can eat it. If it's chametz, you can eat it. Het or gomer, the mouse brings to your house, no problem. That's going by rove. For the Kazan Mishnah, the line ain't kankavu is explaining to you why you rely on a rove. It's parish. That's fine. For the Magen Mishnah, it's explaining to you why there's one kind of suffix chumra and one kind of suffix lakula, which is a chesh. What do you even say?
The Katzaf Mishnah Pshad in the Rambam?
What?
The Katzaf Mishnah Pshad in the Lashon of the Rambam?
Oh, what's this shot? What do you mean?
Saying that it only goes on the last line.
You could say that. I mean, it's a little funny. He says, B'chol Eilu Eino Tzarech Nivdo Pan Shmiya. She'en Kan Kavua. He does say, B'chol Eilu. Maybe that's what Shmuel meant. It's a little funny saying, B'chol Eilu Eino Tzarech Nivdo, because it's not Kavua. What do you mean? B'chol Eilu Eino Tzarech Nivdo, because in the fifth case, it's not Kavua. Okay? It's a little Dachuk, right? Even in the printed curse, it's Dachuk. It says, B'chol Eilu. So it's Dachuk, even in the printed curse. Right? V'kach Meduyak. Af the Gersas Adfus. Right, the truth is, even in our Gersa, the Magen Mishnah form, it says, Bechol Eilu. I don't think the any Gersa doesn't have Bechol Eilu. Bechol Eilu, Eino Tzarech Livdo, Pam Shnia, She'en Kan Kavua. Sounds like it's going on Kol Eilu, not only Parsh. Sounds like it's Bechol between one kind of 50-50 Suffolk, another kind of 50-50 Suffolk. Not between Rove and Suffolk. Okay, but the Kesef Mishnah says it's Chat. And he says nothing to do with Kavua. Why? Because as the rabbi points out, these cases are all equally kavua or equally not kavua or whatever. You know, why is two piles less kavua than 10 piles? The 10 piles are kavua piles. The two piles are also kavua piles. Why is one more kavua than the other? So the Kesef Mishnah, I don't think he says what his pshat is. You want to just fill in the pshat? We can say whatever pshat we want for the Rambam. You want to fill in whatever pshat you want for the Rambam? You don't want to film whatever pshat you want for the Rambam. Now you can film whatever pshat you want. What pshat will work for the Rambam? Just not a pshat that one is Batika, one is Bittel. Not a pshat one is before Bittel, one is after Bittel. You can't stick that into the Rambam. Not a pshat one is for Achila, one is Bittel. Not a pshat that's good of Suffolk all, because the Rambam has Suffolk all the Chumra. So out of all the pshat in the Rishonim, there might be only one that really works. And this is what the Evan Ozel says. Says the Evan Ozel, the Rambam must be Chidush Ran man. Remember, I kept liking Chidush Ran. Says the Evan Ozel, Chidush Ran works for the Rambam. Because in the case of Teisha Tziburin, when the mouse first grabbed it, you had a suffix if you could eat it or not. And that's a suffix d'oraisa. And then it turned into a suffix d'rabbanan when he brought it in your house and now it's an Ina B'dika. But a suffix d'oraisa, that niskalkel, becomes a suffix d'rabbanan, is still a chumra, as opposed to the second and third case, which are not a suffix d'oraisa. Second and third case are not a suffix d'oraisa. Why? Because two mice took the two pieces of bread. You saw this one was the chametz mouse, this one was the matzah mouse. You didn't mix them up until one ran in your house. At that point, it starts at d'rabbanan. In this case, clearly, one mouse with chametz. You know it's, you can't eat it. Suffolk only starts when he enters your house. So that was, he says the Chidush Ran. You could say Chidush Ran. Says the Evan Ozel. He says, like the Chidush Ran. I don't know if he had a copy of Chidush Ran or third of it on his own. I don't remember. But, okay. Right, like we already explained, right? Safek achila, meikara. Safek tika, meikara. Okay, like the Chidush Ran. How so? Maybe. Where? Let's see. Kesef Mishnah. Where? No, maybe you're right. Maybe I just missed it. Okay, you'll find it for me. Could be. Income Kavua. Okay, let's maybe he does. Okay, if anyone finds it, just shout. Yeah, I know. Okay. The other option I thought would be to say that maybe there's a special kulav shani omer of tolin when there are two houses. When there's one house, there's nothing to be told on. When there's two houses, there's another house to be told on. Oh, it's 50-50 anyway. Yeah, but if you say there's a special kulav for abundance to be told on another house, there's no special kulav to be told that what the mouse boarding your house wasn't chametz. The special kulav for abundance is that if there's two houses, you're told of the way it works out. That makes sense here. You're told of the chametz went in the chametz house, and maybe you could stretch it to here also. You're told of the chametz went in your friend's house. Why? Because as far as you're concerned, your friend's house is not important to be clean for Pesach. I know that's a holistic perspective on the world, but maybe you could say, okay, maybe you could say, V'yesh kula miyuchedes de shaltulia, and then it makes a lot of sense here. Yesh bias acher litlos bo. Here there's a bias acher litlos bo, and here there's no bias acher. Okay. Maybe you could say that for the Kesef Mishnah also. What's the advantage of saying my pshat as opposed to the Evan Ozel / Kesef Mishnah's pshat, whoever it was, is that now I understand why Suffolk All is Mechumra. Because Suffolk All, even though it seems like a much weaker Suffolk, logically it's a much weaker Suffolk than one Zibur or two Ziburin. After all, no mouse definitely went anywhere. It seems like you're less of a latest Suffolk, but you also have less of a Tliya. There's no other house to be told in. Maybe it went in, maybe it didn't. There's no other house to be told in. So maybe you could say, if you take this shot, Micha, Dein Bais Acher, Litlosbo, Micha. So there's no Bais Acher, Litlosbo. If there's no Bais Acher, then you can't use the unique Kula. So maybe it's a special Kula of Tliya B'davar Acher. You know, like we have that, for example, in Ksavim, right? In Maseches Nida, right? Ksavim Mar Drabanan, right? Kiva says, therefore, we're tola if one finds a bloodstain that it came from something else. Okay, we tola on other things. Okay, that's not exactly a parallel. That's where it came from. Here's where it went to. But maybe you could say when there's another house for Makel and there's not another house for Machber, the Ikaron, taking all of Suffolk. Fundamentally Suffolk, because Chometz the Chomer is taking all of Suffolk, but where we have another house, we're tolling the other house with a special kula of tolling. Or you could say, no. Be karon, it's lakula. It's only mechum when it's kavua, or when it starts as safik achila like the chidush aran. Now we still have to explain safik ol. Safik ol is going to be a very tricky one, right? And here, I'm getting a little confused whether the Magen Mishnah is supposed to be consistent or not. How do you explain why safik ol is more chomer than all the other cases? When it seems to be, remember the Raivad and the Ramban and the Rabbi Nadavid. Suffolk all seems to be the most cow. You don't have a strong latest of Suffolk. No mouse for sure went into any house. It could be that no mouse went anywhere with anything. Seems like Suffolk all is a very makel case. Yet, the Ramban considers Suffolk all to be more chummer than the case of Shnei Tziburin and Tzibur Echad. Why would Suffolk all be more chummer than Shnei Tziburin or Suffolk Echad?
There's only one house. It's only one house. The other one, you could be told that one is completely baduk and the other one isn't. But here, there's one house.
Meaning you don't have another house to be told on. That's what I wanted to say. Right. Isn't that what I said here? There's no other house.
Right.
Okay. That's okay. But what if you don't hold from that? No one seems, everyone else doesn't give my hesber. That has to do with whether there's another house or not. Could you give another hesber? So the Magen Mishnah says something a little challenging. Says the Magid Mishnah about Suffolk All. He says, by the way, Agav, you should know there's three Gersos in Alachid Beis. There's two Gersos in Alachid Aleph. The printed Gersa has Tisha Tziburin Shel Matzah, and the Ksaviyat doesn't. There's three Gersos in Alachid Beis. The printed Rambam does not have anything on nine piles in one pile. Many manuscripts say if there's nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz, and it's parish, then you have to do bedikah, which is very, very strange, because dafkin parish, you should follow the road, and you should not have to do bedikah. And the Magen Mishnah's Girsa, which is more reasonable, says, no, if there's nine piles of chametz and one pile of matzah, and one was parish, then obviously it's real chayitif to b'dika. Okay, let's leave the Gersos for now. What does the Magen Mishnah say there to explain the Svara? He says kasha. He says, how come this is more make in the case of Shnei Tziburin and Tzibur Echad? Yesh lo tarei tzohazam vada ikachad bai yeshlo nichmas sham. Hilka chulchad talinan. Zeu shlo nichmas bo ba'achar husha nichmas. Vieta yachla tzuch v'digal shneya came into ikachad de vadai lo nichmas bo. Val hacha safik bayis echad hu umibnei shevdikas chometz kvas ala safik donu safik zel chomer kmosh kasafti le'mala. What does he say?
Isn't that what you just said the first time?
He says, really they're metakin ala suffik, but they weren't metakin ala suffik in this case, because in this case there are two houses, and one of them is putter, and you can't be mechayek both houses. Now, again, I'm not sure why you can't be mechayek both houses. Isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says in our Gemara, that you can't be mechayek both houses in order to avoid a contradiction, in order to avoid it looking bad? But somehow says the Magen Mishnah, he says they're retaken al asafik. Tiknu al asafik, says the Magen Mishnah. Tiknu al hasafik. Oh, if it's tiknu al asafik, what about the other cases? And don't say they're only retaken al asafik kavua. There's no kavua in safik al. Says no, they're retaken al asafik in safik al. They're retaken al asafik in safik al. Because, but not in the previous case. Because in the previous case, they would have had to be talking on both houses. And they didn't want to be talking on two houses. I'm not quite sure why. I really don't count this Magen Mishnah so well, right? And the question is, why not? Mitakin al hasafik in case C. Because EF shar. L'chayev shneihem, which I don't understand really why. That's Rabbi Yehuda's whole shita. Asher l'chayev shneihem, they both ask the same time. No, lots of times we can be machmer both ways. And why would they be talking about stuff in case B? He doesn't really say. Because it's not kavua. This case is also not kavua. Right? Sorry, Yom. Why not in case B? He doesn't really say. It's very tricky. He uses in Aluch Yud and Aluch Yud Alf, you basically get ticked to Al Safik, but then he doesn't seem to give us a consistent rule when they were talking Al Safik when they were. At first, he says they were talking Al Safik when it's Kavua, not when it's not. But Al Safik Al is not Kavua. They were talking Al Safik and Safik Al, because they were talking in every one house on a Safik. Then why do you have to say Kavua? But they weren't talking in case of Yachok, because they didn't want to be talking about the houses. Okay. In the case of Shnei Tziburin, it's hard to get the Magen Mishnah to work. Yes, Joel.
I mean, when you have two houses, that's the subject of the regular, the Kol HaTorah Kulo. Which house is Baduk and which house isn't Baduk? But when you have one house and you're misupa whether there's chametz in it, that's the ikra of the takana of a bait
misupa. That's what the Evan Ozel says. The Evan Ozel has a very clever piece to explain this last case of Safik Hall. He says, what does it mean, Tiknu al Safik? Here he says something different than all the Rishonim. Tiknu al Safik means, it's an interesting question, what does it mean they were Tiknu al Safik? Said the Raif, it means they made a special Takana, every Safik is Mechomer by Bidikas Chometz because they were Tiknu al Safik. Says the Avon Azel, no. Means they were Tiknu on a regular Safik. What's a regular Safik? You don't know if there's Chometz in your house or not. That's a regular Safik. You stam don't know. Right? Let's review what the Shmaitz says about, I quote the Shmaitz every Monday, Thursday, I know. The two types of Safik HaShakel. Safik HaShakel means an even Safik. What are the two types of Safik HaShakel? What are the two types of things called Safik HaShakel, even Sfeikos in Halachos, in Halacha? One is where you know it's 50-50. Classic example, I don't know, in this town, there are exactly 8 treif cows and 8 kosher cows, and a cow comes out. Or whether you're having a boy or a girl. Right? I know the statistics put on because of decimal places, but we can call it exactly 50-50. There's a lot of things. Or two houses. 50-50. What's the other kind of Safik HaShakel? Two possibilities, and there is no measurement of how likely they are. Right? That's also Safik HaShakel. You just don't know. If you just don't know, that's a that is a Safek HaShakal. All the Safek is in Shas. Right? In the beginning of Ksubos, you know, Safek Ones and Safek Ratzon and Safek Lifnei Erusin after Erusin. Why are these all called Sfekos? Why aren't they Rove? Because, like, no one knows. Not that we know it's 50-50. We don't know. Says they have an Azel. I mean, this is a Shef Schmeitz, and I'm sure before him. He says there are two different kinds of Safek HaShakals. There's case that we know it's 50-50 mathematically. And there's case that we don't know anything, but we treat it as 50-50 because that's the rules of Sfekos. It's not that we treat it as 50-50. It's that we treat it as an unresolved suffix. And it's look, it's the equivalent of 50-50. Says Ibn Azal about which type of suffix are they mitaken b'dikas hametz. When they're mitaken on a suffix, which type are they mitaken on? The 50-50 mathematical suffix or the nobody knows suffix? The nobody knows suffix, right? I have a house. Do I know if there's hametz or not? No. I don't know any numbers to put the odds on, right? It's not like, oh, I have a house, and you know what? I have 8 houses, and 4 of them have chametz, 4 of them don't. No, I just don't know. Says the Ibn Azal, I think something very, very clever. Says the Ibn Azal, you know how to explain this case? And says the Ibn Azal, he says, no, teknu al hasafik. Yeah, teknu al hasafik, but on what kind of safik? Not on the safik where you know it's 50-50. That's a different kind of suffix. On this suffix where you don't know, that's what Chazal said. If you don't know, you have to do b'dikas chametz. If you know it's 50-50, then suffix you're about l'kula. Tiklu ala suffix hashakol she'ein yodua. I don't even know how to write this in Hebrew. Okay. What do I mean? Tiklu ala suffix. But there are two kinds of suffix. Again, I'm not talking about rove. There is a known 50-50 odds, and there is unknown odds, just the suffix. Here, tiklu ala suffix, and the only case in our Gemara like that is suffix al. Suffix al. Here, look, tiklu ala suffix. If it's mamish 50-50, why didn't we talk on that? What are the odds any of these cases are actually ever going to happen anyway? In a weird case, where you have mamish some 50-50, they left that a suffix on the kula. But the normal case is, who knows if you have chametz or not? Then take them on a suffix. And that's why, according to the Ibn Azal, suffix all is more common than all the other stakos, because it doesn't have odds. And when it doesn't have odds, take them on a suffix.
Isn't that what the Kovet Shorim is? He uses that same logic. He talks about a mikra and a teva.
Yes, but he's talking about rove, not about stakos.
Same, he's using that same idea.
Yes, he's talking about a similar chilut, but within roves. What? No, when there's no odds, they're talking about a suffix. Unknown odds, taking about a suffix. Right. And that's something, oh, what are the odds the mouse went in? Nobody knows. That's the same as what are the odds my kid left Cheerios in the couch? Nobody knows. That's the kind of because hummies. If you don't know if your kid left Cheerios in the couch, you don't know if your kid brought Cheerios into the office, into the spare bedroom. That's the suffix they were talking on. You don't know if a mouse went in your house, the suffix they were talking on. If you know it's 50-50, that's not the suffix they were talking on. Because over there, perhaps you could use that also to explain the first case. You'd say, the first case, you don't know it's 50-50. It's actually 90-10. It's just you treat it as an unresolved suffix. That is a good chap. The Ibn Azal doesn't say that, but you hear what Yaakov said. Finally, you hear what Yaakov said. Yaakov's very clever. Just listen to him. He says that maybe he can out Ibn Azal the Ibn Azal. He can say that also explains why the Rambam is not here in the first case. The first case is not a 50-50 suffix. It's kavua, which is kim mechza al mechza. What does it mean, kim mechza al mechza? Okay, we're about to explain that. Do you think it means that we pretend it's exactly 50-50 odds? You think the Torah told us to be stupid? And if it's 90-10 odds, the Torah told us to pretend it's 50-50 odds? That would be kavua strange, but it's not that strange. No, the Torah meant, if it's kavua, don't use the numbers. It's just an unresolved suffix. And then you go back to the Ibn Azal, and you can explain that as well. That's what Yaakov's saying. That's very, very clever. You can use this chat and Ibn Azal to explain the whole thing. And then it can even work with the Magid Mishnah's Shan Kavua. Well, you're killing everything I want to say. But you're saying, well. Okay. You're allowed to kill everything I want to see. Says Yaakov. And also explain A, because Kavua has no odds. After all, that's the point of Kavua. Unless someone here really believes, someone here is a Pesiyamu Choldover, and really believes that the Xeris Akasa, that if the odds are 90-10, but it's Kavua, we believe the odds are 50-50. No one believes that. It's that if the odds are 90-10, but it's Kavua, then we don't use the 90-10 odds and just treat it as a Stam Suffolk. In which case, it's Bechlal, take them all a Suffolk, and you're now combining the Magid Mishnah with the Evna Azel, and coming up with one nice chav. Again, what's the one assumption of the Evna Azel is that everyone knows the Shmaitz is right. There are two kinds of Suffolk or Shuckles. Does that mean that there are two different halachic categories, or they're just doing chitimtzes? Right? The Evna Azel's chav is that these two types of Suffolk or Shuckles are actually different halachic categories. And therefore, Chazal can be talking on one category, not the other category. Okay, which the Chef Schweitz himself did not go so far as to say. He said there are two different types, and they have many nachminas when you work out technicalities of other things. Okay, but that's Evan Azal, and Yaakov was saying you can stick that back into Kavua very nicely. Again, all you have to do is make one assumption, which, with Azal, whoever disagrees with that assumption, which is that it's not that Kavua Kimechza Mechza means, it's Ki'ilu with 50-50. That Kavua Mechza Mechza means, it's an unresolved suffix with two possibilities and no one knows the odds. Oh, we do know the odds, but in Kavua we don't. Okay, very nice, Yaakov. There is a taz about it, which I'll mention. Okay, before we go on, and I do want to come back to this a little more. I do want to come back to these shittos a little more, although now that Yaakov said his pshat, what I have to say might be less convincing. But let's just fill in one question that we haven't answered yet. Okay, we might have to erase the board. But I kept promising you we're going to answer two questions on the case of Pesach and New Year's. Right? So now we got Lemaisa. We have a few possible pshat in the Ra. The Magen Mishnah. And we can rescue the right Gersa. Right? And it works for the Magid Mishnah is Girsa, and as Shmuel pointed out, even our Girsa works better that way. You could say, there's a special clue when there's another house. You could say, no, these two cases are 50-50. This case is just an unknown suffix. In this case, also an unknown suffix. The odds are 90-10. But we don't use them, so it's an unknown suffix. Very good. Or somehow the Magid Mishnah, we weren't quite sure how he put everything together. First he said they were taking on suffix kavua, not suffix chenu kavua. Then he said they were talking on a suffix, but not the Mechayev two houses. How those work together was a little unclear. We didn't get a good shot on the Magid Mishnah. But before we go on and then tie back to this a little, I do want to discuss briefly the other question I kept promising, which Yaakov just mentioned now, which was the question of Alamor, what about suffix Achila? Right? Why in all these cases are we Mako? Because it's fake of Suffolk Achila. Valid question. Okay. Who remembers what Tosos answered? Right? Let's make ourselves some space here. Classic question. Why not Mako in all cases? Because of Sfeika, Suffolk Chametz, and Suffolk Achilas Achbar, maybe the Achbar ate it. Remember, Suffolk is multiple Suffolk, it's only not Suffolk multiple Vatai. Might even be better than a Sfeika. Might be a Rove, right? Because Rove is multiple Suffolk. Okay, what is Tosos answer? Say that again. Exactly. Tosos makes no kemta. He makes no kemta. Kikar gadol. Daf kesam that Aleph was talking about, and the top of this bay is a small piece of bread. Then the animal probably ate it. Daf kesam bay is all these cases are doing a big piece of bread that it's too. There's not enough time for the animal to eat. Okay, what does Malamor say? the Baal HaMor says, it's also been Rav Gentry says, it's Kaimalan Karani Zeira, which is a big chiddush. He says two big chiddush. Number one, we hold like Rav Zeira, because all these sugyas would be according to some we didn't hold from. And it's a big chiddush where Rav Zeira held against all the other Rishonim. Rav Zeira Savar Divadai Mishaira. That it's not even a suffix. It's Vadai, the animal leaps over. And therefore, there's no suffix Achila. Oh, this is against the whole Gemara, Daf Tesim and Aleph, and top of Daf Tesim days. Yeah, that whole Gemara was rough. We hold like Rav Zeira. Okay, what did the Baal HaMor quote from Yesh Omrim? The quote from the Yesh Omrim was actually, I have to say, it was not, I didn't think it was a bad shot, even though everyone ignores it. What does the Baal HaMor quote from Yesh Omrim? I don't know who this Yesh Omrim are. Exactly. After all, what's bigger, an Achbar or a Chulda? Yeah, a Chulda usually eats the piece of bread. Achbars are small, they don't. I don't know if they're small, maybe they just have different habits in terms of storage. One is an ant, one is a grasshopper, and the famous mushroom, etc. That's what he says. He says, Chulda, lo Mishaira, Achbar Mishaira. A Chulda eats it all, right? The Chulda eats it all. And the whole Gemara of Sovereign Zeivada is all about the Chulda. The Chulda is Ochelas. But the Achbar is Mishaira. Okay? And that's why it's not until now we're talking about a Chulda, all of a sudden we start talking about an Achbar. Why? Everyone else assumes stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Quoting someone who had a case of an Achbar once, quoting someone who had a case of a Chulda once, and the editors put them next to each other. But it could be no, Dafka. Now we're talking about Achbar. We're not talking about Chulda anymore. Because Chulda would everything be muttered. Sveik Sveika, Suffolk was a day Suffolk. Rove, even better than Sveik Sveika, right? So Rove was mostly a day Suffolk. Right? Now we're talking, okay, those, what did the Ravid say? What did the Ravid say? It's not 100% clear what the Ravid says.
It sounds
okay, yeah, the truth is the language of the Ravid is a little ambiguous. He just says there's not enough time to eat it and the chibidik is chal on you, right? What exactly does he mean by that? So lemaisa, it's a machlokas rishonim what the Ravid meant. Machlokas Rishonim, what the Ravid meant. Rabbeinu David quotes the Ravid as saying there wasn't enough time for the animal to eat it yet, which is basically turning into Tosos. What do you mean there wasn't enough time for the animal to eat it? How long does it take the animal to eat? Well, it depends how big it is, right? He doesn't say I'm turning into Tosos, but this is really Lefi Rabbeinu David says Lo Haya Shahus. Meaning, when the time of Bdika comes, it hasn't had time to eat it yet. And once it hasn't had time to eat it, why don't I say, let me wait 5 hours till it has time to eat it if you make go? Because the chiyuv's now. You're not going to wait late till later. You have to do every mitzvah right away. But that's not what Yaakov was saying. Yaakov was saying, you have the Meiri and Maram Chalava quote from the Ravid, which is also a Rabbeinu David quotes from the Ramban. Who said a chiddush, right? And the Rabbeinu David didn't understand the rhyme this way, but liked it better, although then he liked something else better. He didn't like it really in the end. Here he says, Maram Chalava, Umeiri, or let me say it better, Ravid Lefi. Umeiri, and Rabbeinu David didn't understand that way, but he quoted this from the Ramban. We don't have an Ramban. I don't know where this Ramban was written. That he had a Ramban, we don't have that this was written in, or he heard about that in Shir. He says, no. When it first brings the kikar into the house, then the question is, the chayv in bedikah or not? The answer is yes. Because when it first brings it and hasn't eaten it, once the house is muhzak as anal baduk, now what do we say? ain't suffering most of the day, Vatai. Allah was only a suffix. It's only a suffix. Suffix whether Bor Chametz into the house. So why does he suffix most of the day, suffix? You don't say suffix most of the day, suffix. It's a suffix whether brought into the house. But, came and take me b'dik ala suffix, avada chi b'dik was chal. And the suffix achila is not molting me day, avada chi b'dik. Right? Kevan de suffix nechnas chametz chal chi b'dik avada. Right? Tikkun ala suffix. What does tikkun ala suffix mean? It means that if you have a suffix, you're vada chayv. That's what tikkun ala suffix means. Once you have vada chi b'dik, ain't suffix achila molting me day, avada chi b'dik.
Is Rabbi saying it's like a chronological question, or even if
it comes
out much later, just conceptually, that's...
I mean, does it depend what the idea is or not?
Yeah.
It's very hard to tie you with diuk one way or the other, or just a svar. Okay. The answer is, I'm not sure. I thought only if you saw it would go in. Once you see it go in, then the chiv is chal. But either way, it's chronological. Either you saw it or you know it happened. Right? But you want to be like, yeah.
No, what I'm saying is that the chidush Yaran, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, right? I assume, you would not say, if you didn't know, or whatever, if you weren't there when the Afra took it, so everything the chidush Yaran did the same thing. In other words, yeah, okay, so it's you wrote, and Afra takes one. Everything, but I wasn't there.
That's what I'm not sure. I'm not sure about your son. I'm not sure. But they say, ain't something else in the Fatai. Why? I think for this, you might need Tikkun Ala Safik. Once there's Tikkun Ala Safik, if you have Safik coming to your house, you have a Vadai by Shein Obatuk and a Vadai Chiyu Bedika. Once you have a Vadai by, you don't have Vadai Chametz, you have Vadai by Shein Obatuk. Once you have Vadai by Shein Obatuk, ain't something else in the Fatai. It's a Chiddush that Rabbeinu David doesn't like. So what does Rabbeinu David say instead? Says Rabbeinu David something very radical. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. He says, nah, you don't say like it's chal and then you're stuck with it. No. If right now you're chayiv, you're chayiv. If right now you're potter, you're potter. He doesn't like this trap. What does Rina David say? He says it's a big chiddush. What was Rina David's whole chat on the last year?
Midaraisa.
The oraisa, the Torah was mitaken because chametz al safek. So now he says something very clever. Says Rina David, mida oraisa. Chayiv livdok al hasafik. So what if you have a sfeik sfeika? And therefore, if you don't rise, you have to be building for a sufik, then if you have a sfeik sfeika, you have sufik don't rise, and it's l'chama. Right? L'chein sfeik sfeika equals sufik chayiv don't rise. Think about it. Let's make the equation. For Rabbeinu David, Safek Chametz equals Vadai Chiyuv Bedika Doraisa. And don't say Bedika is only Drabanan, because that's a sheet of the Torah. Really, not Bedika, it's just you have a way out. So, Sfeik Sfeik Chametz, right? Anyone knows math, right? Whatever you multiply this side of the equal sign, you multiply that side of the equal sign. So now it's a suffix. Chiyuv Bedika Doraisa. Therefore, he says, when the Torah explicitly was Machayev suffix, then it's fake suffix is a suffix Chiyuv of the Torah. Suffix Doraisa Chora. I mean, okay, we know Suffix Doraisa Chora might be the rice might be Drabanan, but the suffix Doraisa Lechomra. Ah, that's all if you didn't do Bittul. But if you did Bittul, it turns into Drabanan. So remember what he said. What's the nature of the Takana for Rabbeinu David? Oh, b'chol makom shechayav livdok mita oraisa im lo bitel chayav livdok mita Drabanan afilu bitel. Right? He makes a few assumptions. His first assumption that the Torah, he's the only one who says the Torah is mechayev on suffix. When the Torah says, it means check your house, even though you don't know. So a suffik chametz is a chiv d'oraisa. So a sveik chametz is a suffik chiv d'oraisa, is l'chora. And then his second assumption, that's only if you didn't do bittul. Once you do bittul, it doesn't go down to drabanan. His answer is no, it doesn't go down to drabanan. Because what's the nature of the takana bedika? You could have said, the nature of the takana bedika was, me d'oraisa, you have to do bittul, Rambam. Me drabanan, the takana bedika. That's an independent drabanan. You could have said, no, me d'oraisa, you have to do bedika or bittul. Me drabanan, they made a new chiv bedika. But he says, no, me d'oraisa, you have to do bedika, but bittul gets you out of it. Midrabanan, they said, don't rely on bittul to get you out of it. Stay with the Doraisa. They basically xerox the Doraisa, even though you have bittul. And therefore, sveik is l'chomer to drabanan. Why? Because safik is vada Doraisa, sveik is safik Doraisa l'chomer, and the drabanan is the xerox of the Doraisa. It's a lot of chidushim, and that's why he said in the mission of Tessam Aleph, what's a good tiyuk? Ein choshin shemagera cholda mimakom l'makom. Why aren't we choshin shemagera cholda mimakom l'makom? What does the Mishnah say? Why do we say we're not choshish because it's a sveik sveika? Maybe it was megarer, maybe it wasn't. And even if it did, maybe it ate it, maybe it didn't. The answer is no, because Rabbanan or Machron sveik sveikas whenever they can. Just not if anyone's over sof. That's his diuk, right? And the diuk is hayu machmirim b'sveik sveika. Dishema Gera Racholda in the Mishnah in Daf Tesam and Aleph. Ella Shehikilu Mipnei She'en L'Davar Sof. Right? They want to be Machron Sveik Sveika. The rule is they are Machron Sveik Sveika. Just they have a special kula on that kind of Sveik Sveika because En L'Davar Sof. Right? But on regular Sveik Sveika where Yesh L'Davar Sof, like this case, Yesh L'Davar Sof. If this happens, you'll check once. That's his diuk. That's what he thinks. That the drabanan is that whenever you do bittul, it stays like it was d'oraisa. That's his chiddush. They xerox the d'oraisa even after bittul. That's his chiddush. Okay, these are the mainstream shitas as to why we're not choshish for achila. Very clever. Rabbeinu David, the Ramban in Baal Basra never discusses case A of Teisha Tziburin. He only discusses the difference between B and C and D. Suffolk all. But he says suffolk all. Why isn't it much like a sveik sveika? Maybe the achmer came and maybe it didn't. And maybe it ate and maybe it didn't. Sveik sveika. Or maybe, I don't know if this is sveik sveika. Other examples. And the Ramban says, Achidish, he says, if we're talking about bittul, if we're only be machmer and bittul, maybe if you had a bowel more men, then you know where we're machmer, yan bittul, even makam sveik sveika. What's the common sense answer? Yeah, because it's very easy to do bittul. How hard is it to do bittul? Right? So this is the Ramban and Baba Basra. Myri rak le'inyan bittul. Here's an interesting question. You know how there's a general hashkafic issue in halacha. Right? If it's easy, should you always be extra machmir? No. Survey in the number self, but do you say, I don't care if it's easy or hard, the din is the din, if it's mutter, it's mutter. Or do you say, no, if you can, it's always good to be extra machmir. Here's a Ramban, who's on the more machmir side of this, says, bittul's so easy, now get bittul's really easy. You know, he's not saying, oh, well, it's just easy to inconvenience yourself. Bittul's just saying a sense. But he says, machmirim, this fake, fake, achy of bittul, Mipnei Shekel Levatel. It's so easy to do bittul that we're machmir even on sveik sveika. This seems to be a general approach. Again, it only works if you say the chumers are all b'makom bittul and not b'makom bedika. But if you say the chumers are all for bittul, not bedika, like the Baal Mor, yeah, of course, we're always machmir on sveik sveika of chiv bittul. Because, like, why not? It's so easy. It's just saying a sentence. Why wouldn't you want to be machmir, even if the normal halachic rules wouldn't tell you to do this? Just before I take a question, someone asked me, so I did want to mention, there is an interesting taz. There's a few interesting tazes here. Some of them are a little wilder than others, right? There's a wild taz by Suffolk Ol, who says, why is the Rambam machmir by Suffolk Ol? Oh, because almost all the time mice go into houses. They like shelter, which is not at all what it sounds like for the Gemara or anyplace else, although it would be a nice answer. There's a taz in Tuflam, a test of Cotton Bays, who wants to say, he doesn't explain himself. He wants to say that if they're metakin b'dikan safik drabanan, they were also metakin on sveik sveika. This turns out like the Rebbe Yudavid. He doesn't say why. It doesn't sound like he's coming from the Rebbe Yudavid's angle. Maybe he just thinks, stop taking what's fake Sveika, which would be a big finish. Oh, what about Tessamet Aleph? Oh, that's Inland of herself. Okay, so there's a Taz similar to this, right? I'll just point out. Taz, Tough Lemon Test Bees, if you want to look it up. Also, holds. He doesn't say the word ticking, but I think that's, I assume that's what he means, that Tiknu, Bidika, Afilo, Al, Sveik Sveika. But that's a very big finish to say. And he doesn't explain why. So, I mean, you can look it up. He still won't explain why. But it is similar to the ribbing of David. Okay, so we have two different shot in here. Why would I make a clue of Safi Gachila? If there's any other questions, now's the time to ask. If not, I want to move on to the next Makor sheet. Which is interesting. The most post can say after Lefara is Motor by Sveik Sveika, Taka. But that's a big machlokas. Okay, I hear it. But yeah,
so we had earlier that I think the cover was that the institution of Bittel now prohibits you from relying on like loading the Torah off that shards.
Like maybe not.
Well, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Right, okay. Now, the truth is, it's not classic. You say after the fire means it's not a real suffix, you could find out the answer. Here it is a real suffix. You can't find out the answer. You could just avoid the issue. So it's not exactly the same, but I'm not sure. Okay, Rabosa, I want to talk a little bit about Kavua. We don't have to get into it in great depth because it's really my shame I'm sof. But what's the principle we have in our Gemara? And then we'll see if we can tie back to some things we've been discussing. Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechzadami. If I go to the 10 stores, 9 stores are kosher, 1 is treif, I go to the 10 stores, and I buy a piece of meat, it's asher kemechza mechzadami. If I find a piece of meat on the street, it's mutar, because it's 90% likely that it's kosher. Right? According to it Pashtas, at least according to Ramah, okay, so I'll do a little more macher. If I find a piece of meat on the street in Yerushalayim, I can eat it, because most butchers are kosher. Right, just go to a random butcher without checking if it's kosher and buy a piece of meat, even though most butchers are kosher. It's mechzam after dumming its treif. This is a big fish. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from Va'arav Lo V'Kamalav. Right? The Chachamim say, Rav Shimon Tarsh did it a little differently. What do the Chachamim say? Va'arav Lo V'Kamalav, talking about if you have Misa for Vitzicha, that Lemute Zark Evan Lego. That a pater, someone who throws a rock into a bunch of people. Gemara says, what's the case? If you say, by the way, it's machlokes Rishonim, what don't we know? Rashi says, we know you killed a Jew. We just don't know who you were aiming at. Because you saw a bunch of people, you couldn't see who's who. The Yaakov Ramah brings down another pshat. No. We don't know who you killed. Okay, I guess we just didn't get a chance to check somehow. Who knows? Some accident, emergency happened. Okay, but either way, let's not get into that chiluk now. Mar says, if it's half Yisraelim and half Kananim, then you don't need to exercise a cost of saying you're not Chayv Misa. After all, it's 50-50 whether you're Chayv Misa. So, Avad your Potter. The finish is, even if there's 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kananim, 90% likely you ain't never killed a Yisrael. Nonetheless, you're Potter, because it's really like 50-50. And 50-50, you're not Chayv Misa. And that's called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami. And those people, those 10 people, are each in their place, Kavua. And you don't know who you threw a rock at. That's Ki'ilu 50-50. And from there, we learn to the stores. If there are 10 stores and you go to the store, again, here, you're going to the Makom Kfiyas throwing a rock. You're going to the store. It's Ki'ilu 50-50. There are other examples. Also, our example, piles of chametz and matzah, Ki'ilu 50-50. The Gemara in Ksubas, I think, has all kinds of examples. Just a very posh example is piles of frogs and piles of dead frogs, piles of dead toads, right? Whether it's Tamayu, right? Because the toad is one of the Shemot Shrachim, and a frog is not. That even if there are 9 piles of frogs and 1 pile of toads, and you touch one pile, you don't know which, 50-50 in your tummy. Okay, v'chuli v'chuli, in Rosh Hashayach, obviously. Conversely, by the way, in Rosh Hashanah, even if there's 9 piles of toads and 1 pile of frogs, and you touch one, you don't know which, you're taller. That's 50-50. Bein l'chula, bein l'chumra. Okay, that's the rule of kavua. What's the opposite of kavua? Parsh. You know, if, let's keep in mind, if the Torah had just said, you don't go by the 90-10, you treat it as a 50-50 suffix, we would have said, you know what, the Torah doesn't believe in the rule of rov. Could be. But that's not what the Torah, what we say. We say when it's kavua, there's no rule of rov. But in parish, called a parish, meruga parish. So the question is, what's the difference between kavua and parish? Right? What's the difference between kavua and parish? Kavua is kemechza al mechza. And parish is called a parish. Maybe by parish, we go by the rove. What's the difference in our case? Scientifically, we all know there's no difference. If anyone thinks there's a scientific difference, then they're foolish. Scientifically, the odds are exactly the same. If a mouse goes to one of the 10 piles and picks a baked good, it's 90% likely to be matzah. If one baked good falls off one of the piles onto the street and the mouse takes it, it's 90% likely to be matzah. But in the first case, say matzah, matzah. In the second case, we say, call the parsh, meruba parsh. Why is kavua different than parsh? Okay, so I'm a little nervous because when I was in yeshiva, Rav Amital, the founding of yeshiva, the Gosh used to say, anyone who tries to explain the svara for kavua, I'm kicking them out of yeshiva. Okay, I guess he thought it was like paraduma, one of those things that you can't figure out. You can certainly bring a smach for that. For many, many poskim, I just quoted the earliest source. There's in a lot of achronim. But found in the Rishonim, the Ran in Chulin says that we only say kavua if you know it's kavua at the time. If you discover it was kavua later, lemafreya, we don't say kavua. Because kavua is a chiddush. Someone tell me where in Shasi got the idea that if there's a chiddush, you don't say lemafreya. Eitz omen, right? Rava says eitz omen chiddushu, and therefore he's not possible lemafreya. Right? Omen kanu lahav. Okay, so the Ran says the chiddush. You could say, although this would be very useless in terms of lundus, a chiddush means we can't even begin to think about why. It's just a chiddush. Therefore, there's no explanation possible. Okay, I guess that's what my Rosh Hashiva said in the old days. Maybe you could say, I don't like it. You know, maybe you could say, no svara, right? Just a pure chiddush. To use the lashon of the Ran. And then, why? Stam. What's the svara? Stam, stam. Okay, that's what the Torah said. I don't know where we're supposed to go with this. And I admit, I don't, it could be a proof to me someone held that just because whoever holds something that we can't find any possible explanation for, you'll have to stick it to saying, oh, just stam. But I don't think it's what chiddush means in the Torah. You know, I think chiddush doesn't mean stam. There's no logic whatsoever. Chiddush means it's a very Kurdish logic that you would never have thought of on your own. And your svara would have been the opposite of that logic. But there still is a mechanism behind it. It's just a mechanism you would never have thought of on your own. Kibbutz is a chiddush. Right, parish is logical, right. But the difference between them, svara, you know, you're right, here's the fair enough. Okay, the question is, could you really give some explanation? And again, I don't mean a practical explanation. You're never going to convince me that scientifically the odds are different couple in parts. That's ridiculous. I mean a formal explanation based on the structure, conceptual structure of the halachic system, why there might be a difference in kavua and parsh.
Components of the suffix, which are lesser, as opposed to only further away from the suffix, so it doesn't bother us as much.
The halacha is machshiv the kavua. That's what you're saying? Meaning a kavua is so chashiv that it's as if there are nine of them.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it's that there are nine of them. It's if there are half.
As if there has been.
We can't say it again. I guess if you assume that the concept of the parameters, when, and the limit must remember that the mean is negligible, you can't say that it's negligible.
You can't say it's negligible. Okay, good. You can't say that it's negligible when you encounter it, because a kavua thing is very chashuv. Okay, good. So Leon fell into a trap. He said it's like a class. Why did he fall into that trap? See, imagine the case of the guy going to buy meat. If I find a piece of meat on the floor, I didn't do anything wrong. I found a piece of meat on the floor. What am I supposed to do? I didn't put it on the floor. So the other 90% is kosher. If I go to a store and don't check if it's kosher or treif, then I'm an idiot. So therefore, I can't take advantage of the rov, and it's a knas. We treat it as midoraisa, as mechza, mechza. The problem is that mechza, that kavuk mechza, mechza is bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, the Gemara says in a few places. So if it's a knas, it's hard to imagine why it'd be l'kula. What's the example of l'kula? Let's recall. A kula would be if I have 9 piles of shrotzim and 1 pile of tzvardeya, and I touch one of them without looking what I'm touching in the shosarabim, say it's half and half of the shosarabim is the kula. So it's hard to call it a knas. And the makor, you're pacha for misa. Hard to say it's a knas, you're pacha for misa, right? So it's attractive if you only know tisha chanuyas, but it can't be shot.
Rebbe is pretty close, though, isn't it? Because it's just a question of birur. You can't be expected to be mevarer a piece of meat that you find in the shuk, but you can be expected to remember where you bought it from.
Why should we be make on you? Because you could have been expected. You could be expected.
We're not talking about make. We're just talking about the terms that you can't use the biur of rove when you have a better biur that you should have had.
You can't use the rove when you should have used something else. Be l'kula, be l'chora. That's a big catch. I can be makel and not use a rove and be makel because I should have done something better.
That's possible.
I think the big fish. It's clear on so much
stuff that you're saying, but when it's, we would rather keep the status quo, and when it's in the place where it's stationary right now, we look it up where it is and we'll look at other things, how they play a role in it. But once it's already moved and taken out of the status quo, then we're going to look at how everything else.
Okay, I think what you're saying is similar. Let's look at Rav Chanan for a moment. Says Rav Chanan, what's the chat, by the way? The chat is, you have to change the question in Kavuah and Parsha. If you ask the same question, you should get the same answer. But, in Halacha, often the answer depends how you ask the question. I don't mean like how you decide to ask the question, like nowadays, do you give a sob story to the rabbi or not when you want a kula? What I mean is, conceptually, according to the formal conceptual looking system, how the question is supposed to be formulated. Right, like for example, what's the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Nothing to do with kavuah, about shnei shvilin. Whether you ask it as one question or as two questions. Okay, that changes the answer. So says Rav Chanan in the Kovach Shirin, he says a davar kavuah is independent. A davar kavuah is independent of its surroundings. You have to judge it independently of its surroundings. What does he say? He says a davar kavuah is separate and independent. While a davar she'eino kavua is related to the broader context. Is related to the broader context. That's what Rav Chanan says. And therefore what? When you find a piece on the street that's parished, what do you ask? You asked which store did it come from?
Okay.
90% mutter, right? But when, that's when you have a parish. The parish is not a double cover of the hassle. It's not an independent thing like a store. It's just a piece of meat on the street. A piece of meat on the street has no kfiyas. It has no independent importance. So how do you analyze? You analyze it based on everything else. Then you have a rove. Well, what happens when you have a store? When you have a store, do you ask which of these stores is it? No, you can't ask that question. Because the davar kavuah, you can't view it as just one of a bunch of stores. No, not allowed. Rather, what question do you ask if it's bifnei atzmo? You have to ask, is it kosher or a treif? Once you ask the kosher or treif, how many answers are there? Two. So the answer is kemechza al mechza, right? Two pasuk. possibilities. Now we think the odds are 50-50. We think there are two possibilities. Oh, why don't we view the odds based on all the stores? When a dover is kavua, it's independent, and you view it as a dover with the atzbo. Says we're coming here. Shemat refers to that time of chiluk in the kavua. It's a dover kavua. Nifrat may arove. But omen v'nei atzbo. Avi kishayim achronim. It's separate from the rove. It's by itself. It's like the last two. What does it mean by the last two? View the tarovas of one isser, 100 heter, and things are parish. Each one that's parish, you assume you're parish as much when you're left with two. There's one isser and one heter, and they're both awesome. Because now they're not part of that rove anymore. Likewise, a dover kavua, it's just a vague parallel. A dover kavua is bifnei atzmo, and it's not part of the rove. Omid nifred me rove omid bifnei atzmo. If it's omid bifnei atzmo, there's two possibilities. It's an interesting question. It's a fascinating question. I go into a meat store. Is it more likely to be kosher or treif? Who knows? You know, I don't know what it depends on. It depends on the market research that the owner did. It depends on where the owner is coming from. It depends on the prices. You know, if I say, well, in the context of all the other stores, I know it's 90% likely to be kosher. Okay, but in the Dover Kavua, I don't view it in the context of the other stores. I view it as a Dover Pnei Atzmo. And once the Dover Pnei Atzmo, then all I can ask is this store kosher or treif? Not based on other stores, based on itself. The answer is based on itself. It's 50-50. That's Rosh Hashanah's shot.
Isn't it close to the Ra'ah, Rebbe? But the Ra'ah is saying when there's Kavua, there's no Ra'ah, really?
Yeah, when there's Kavua, there's no Ra'ah. There could be different reasons why when there's Kavua, there's no Ra'ah. Okay.
Did you happen to read Moshe Kapel on this?
Yes, and I think what I'm going to say is similar to Moshe Kapel.
Okay.
He doesn't say Ra'ah Chana.
No.
I want to say like this. There's an interesting phenomenon in the class. Anyone who learned your day in the afternoon, although you can really get there yet this year, knows that there's a whole sugya in Zvachim and many places in Shas about Kavua and Parish, which are not things that are mamish Kavua. Right? What we say called Kavua Kmetzah Metzah and called the Parish Meruva Parish. About what kind of things do we say called Kavua Kmetzah Metzah and called the Parish Meruva Parish? Like what is that? What do we call that sugya? Anyone? Exactly. The din of dover chashav is not bottle of tarovis. Let's review the rules of tarovis. If you have a mixture of different things, there's bittul barov. If I have one treif meatball mixed with two kosher meatballs, they're all kosher. All kosher. Right? If I have one treif, 63 treif green beans mixed with 64 kosher green beans, they're all kosher. Bittul barov. But that's when it's not chashav. What about when it's chashav? What if I have one six example something chashav? Alechayim lo batli zvachim. The first Mishnah in the 8th parak of zvachim, nicknamed Kerka Tarovis, even though it starts with Kol Zvachim Sarfu, one Shor HaNiskal, which is not physically discernible, jumps into a herd of cattle, they're all asr. Or if one Rofea or Nirba, which is not physically discernible, jumps into a herd of Karbanos, they're all possible for a carbon. Even one in a thousand. If one of the chatos amesos, right, a chatos that has to die, jumps into a herd of other animals, they all die. Why is it batel? Is this bali chayim or not batel? Why if animals are not batel? They're too chashav. What are other examples of chashav things that aren't batel? From your day? Chatzichari l'skabi, a piece of meat that is fit to serve an honored guest. Or a birya, right, an entire creature. Or there are other examples. Something you can't say. Dover chashav is not batel. What is the more say about a dover chashav is not batel? As long as it's kavua, it's in that herd, then if I take one out, it's going to have some echzadam. If it's parsh, if an animal runs away from the herd, called the parsh, maybe we parsh, then it's mutter as long as most of them are mutter. We apply kavua also to a dover chashav not being batel. That's the rule. And all the rishonim say, that's a din d'rabbanan. They nickname this, they are going to nickname this Kavua d'rabbanan. Kavua d'rabbanan. Right? So here we have Kavua d'oraisa is Teisha Hanuyos or Tisha Yisraelim V'chuli. What is Kavua Drabanan? Is a Dover Chashov Enol Batel B'tarofes, such as Alichayim Birya Chaticha Harabuya Leskaved. Maybe Dar Shiva Minyan. What is Dar Shiva Minyan? We're not really learning your day now. Something that you count each one because they're so chashuv. You know, unlike most things in the supermarket, you don't count each one, but something in the supermarket is so expensive, you count each one, is not bata. And both of these say called a parsh, we grew a parsh. So a piece of meat, you know, leaves the store and I find on the street, called a parsh, we grew a parsh. If one of these guys from the 10 people in the chutzar move someplace else, called a parsh, we grew a parsh. And if one of the oxen escapes the tarovas and runs away, called the person with a parsh. Artosos deals with the knocking into it, the Xerah Darabanan, that maybe we should be macher even after it ran away, lest you come to take straight from the Kavua. Okay, but that's a technicality. Now, what's the relationship between Kavua Daraisa and Kavua Darabanan? Why do the rules of Kavua and Parsh apply to this totally different case? Which seems to have nothing to do with being Kavua. I mean, they're not Kavua there. They're not, they're all like running around. What does this have to do with Kavua? What does this have to do with Kavua? Maybe Rahana would say, you know why? Because since they're so chashav, Midrabanan, it's not Kavua. But Midrabanan, they're so chashav, each one is viewed in and of itself, so you can't look at it in the context. You have to say, well, is this kosher or treif? 50-50. But I don't think it's really going to work, because what happens when one of the oxen runs away? Now I find an ox that ran away. It's still a chashav thing. Why don't I look at it in and of itself? Like what's the difference in Kavua and Parsh? Right? Like, Rochana starts out looking good. Now, you can always just say, you know what? Coincidence. But we'd rather not. I think the Rashba picks up on this in the Torah of Ayis. And I think, I'm not claiming the Rashba says this. Okay, I'll call it up P the Rashba. I think the answer is very posh. It's not coincidence that Chazal said there's certain Tarovas without Betel, and we call them Kavua. Maybe what's the difference in Kavua and Parsh? The difference is tarovis. You just have to look at it a little differently. When I threw a stone into this yard, who did I throw a stone at? Is that what I'm thinking? A guy who I don't know who he was, right? But is that really what I did? Who did I throw a stone at? One of the 10 people. Really, I threw a stone at one of the 10 people? I threw a stone at all 10 people. I don't mean I could hit all 10 people with one stone, with only one stone. I threw a stone at the group, the collective of the 10 people. That's what I really did. I'm claiming. Rochan is not claiming that. Rochan would claim, I threw a stone at one person. But because he's Kavua, we look at him by himself, not with the other people. And therefore, that one person might be a Jew, might be a guy, 50-50. I'm saying no. I threw a stone at all 10 people. And here's what I think is true, and I think is what the Rashba is saying. Time in the Hamilsa. It's not bottle barov. What's the lashon of bottle barov? Bottle barov doesn't mean are the odds this much or the odds that much. Bottle barov means you have a tarovis. And the minority is bottle to the majority. And it's not bottle barov. I'm claiming this. There's a fundamental thing in Kavua and Parish. In Parish, the Nito. The question is about one piece of meat. That's parish. I find one piece of meat on the street. What's my halacha question about? It's about one piece of meat. What else would it be about? I haven't seen anything more than one piece of meat. I know there's 10 stores, but that's just theoretical knowledge. I've encountered one piece of meat. What's the answer? Answer is 90%. Likely to be kosher. Here's an interesting question. When I go to the stores, what's my question about? And here's what I'm claiming. My question is, until now we thought, the store that I went to, what's its status? I'm just going to point out something weird. The store that I went to, what's its status? Can you put your finger on the store you went to and ask what's its status? Can I go and take the rabbi and say, this is the story I went to, what's its status? In the case of Kavua. Can I? No, because I don't know which door I went to. That's my whole problem. If I knew which door I went to, it either has a signed kosher or a signed treif. Right? The whole point is I don't know which door I went to. So what's the hefta that I'm asking about? I'm not asking about the hefta the store I went to. Because you can't ask about a hefta that you don't know what it is. Rather, what did I go to? Like Zohar Kavua Lagav. I went to a collective of 10 stores. I went to a tarobus of stores. Question is about the mixture of stores, the conglomerate of stores. Why? Because I don't know which store to ask about. This is really the opposite of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is saying in Kavua, it's more separate from everything else. I ask about it without regard to anything else. I'm saying the opposite based on the Rashba. No, it's a lack of bitul rov. It's a tarovis. Adrava. In Parish, I'm only asking about one piece of meat. 90% likely mutter. In Kavua, what am I asking about? I can't ask about one store. Because I don't know which store to ask about. I can't ask about whichever store I went to, I'm asking about it. How can I ask about something? I don't know what it is. Rather, my only thing I can ask about is Zohar Kavua Lagav, the collection of stores. What do we do when I ask a question about a mixture and not one piece? Then all of a sudden, we're not dealing with odds. Rather, we're dealing with Hilchos Tarovos. What are the two possibilities in Tarovos? Either the meat is bottled to the rove and it's all mutter, or the meat is not bottled to the rove and it's all usher. Right? Question of the mixture of stores and the miyot cannot be bottled. Why can't the miyot be bottled? Simplest reason. Because it's nicker. Because it says treif on it. How can it be bottled? How can you say all 10 stores? I understand you mix meatballs. You can say now they're all kosher. Oh, they used to be treif, but now they're all kosher. How can you even bottle something where it says it sells treif? Has a sign on the wall that says we sell treif. Miyot cannot be bottled. Because it's nikar, it has all the rishonim stable, but not all the achronim. It's recognizable. So what are you left with? I'm left with a taroves, Zohar Kavua Lagav, a taroves that has neither side wins over the other. What's the halachic status of taroves with neither side wins over the other? Kemechza al mechza, it has two conflicting identities. Right, the miyot cannot be bought out. So the taroves is kemechza al mechza. Then it makes perfect sense, right? Called the tikkun, the rabbanim came to raisa tikkun. What were the rabbanim were talking? They were talking mito raisa, only a store that everyone could go and check out. The store can't be bottled. A person, you could just ask the person who he is, can't be bottled. Mito rabbanim, anything chashuv is not bottled. And if it's not bottled, then that is exactly kavua. Kamechza mechza gam kavua. It doesn't mean the odds are 50-50 like Rabbi Chanan. Not even the odds are 50-50 because we don't know. Kavua means it's a hefta with a dual status, and neither side of that hefta wins over the other side, and therefore it's kemechza al mechza, and that's exactly what's going on in Mizrachim. Whenever you have a tarovis, that's kavua. Whenever you have one piece that's not a tarovis, that's parsh. It's not much the opposite of Rochana, but I think it's very much like Mizrachim.
Why would I ask what is the piece of meat?
Because the latest of Suffolk was not. Why do I ask here? Is the piece of meat kosher treif? Because the latest of Suffolk was in the store, not in the meat. What is basically this question of latest of Suffolk? Latest of Suffolk. Here it is. The piece of meat. Here it is. The piece of meat. Here it is. The store. Why don't every couple of parish just say, I bring it home now, it's parish? Because the latest of Suffolk is in the store. Well, my. Here it is. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. Meaning, I'm not denying it's a chiddush on some level. The chiddush is how you have to ask the question. You might have thought, why don't I just always ask about the piece of meat? Because that's what I'm eating. I'm not eating a store. I'm eating a piece of meat. The chiddush is, and you could have viewed it many different ways. The chiddush is how to view it, how to ask the question. That's the chiddush. Or the non-chiddush. You could say it's not a chiddush. It is a chiddush. Even it's a chiddush. The chiddush that I ask the question. I think this is very, very midoyak. And I think they're winning off the meanness.
That's why you can't say sex fake also. Because now you're saying
Quite possibly. Okay, without getting into all the nafkaminas, because really it gets, I think one of the nafkaminas might be famous, machlokes rishonim and achronim. Does kavua has to be not parsh? Does it also be nicker? Does the rule of kavua only apply when it's identifiable which door is kosher, which door is treif, or even if no one knows which door is kosher, which door is treif? Let's say the delivery trucks got messed up. One of the kosher butchers is treif and nine are kosher. No one knows. No way to ever find out. Is that kavua? Big machlokes rishonim and achronim, mostly achronim. The Bach versus everyone else. Chazon Ish says he's crazy because he gets all rishonim. The Bach thinks he's against a lot of rishonim, but he's right. I think if you say it's a matter of not being bottled, it makes most sense about bottled because it's nicker. I think if you say like Racham, it's about being independent. Maybe it makes most sense to be independent if it's kavua in a certain place. You could also ask the case, what about if something's kavua in a group but they're all walking? Right? Maybe then Rochana would say that's not kavua. Because if it's walking, it doesn't have its own place. Well, I would say for sure that's kavua. Can't be bottled to the other ones. Okay, but not clear. Lemaisa, I just want to, either Bibish is Zoltmore, I just want to take 30 seconds to tie this back to some things we discussed earlier this year. According to Rochana's shot, kavua is mamish a regular 50-50 suffix. Like the most regular 50-50 suffix ever. Except as Yaakov pointed out, it's not the defined kind, it's the undefined kind, very cleverly. But it's not a 50-50 suffix. According to my shot, kavua, which I'm very convinced is correct, just because the parallel in Tzvachim and Losh in the Rashba, which was only bottled tarobas or not bottled tarobas. What does kavua have to do with being bottled tarobas? Kavua has to do with the odds, not with a tarobas. No, every kavua is a tarobas. That's the difference in kavua and parish. Parish is not in a tarobas, kavua is in a tarobas. The chiddush of the Torah is just to look at the tarobas. Instead of saying, I'll look at whatever store I went to, which I don't know which it is, but I'll make a category for it anyway. No, if you don't know which store you went to, you have to look at all the stores as one big group of stores. Because all you went to, the only thing you know you went to, is the group of stores. You don't know anything more than that. Okay, that might tie back to our study a little. You want to ask why Rashi was more machmer in kavur than anything else? And why the Rambam was more machmer, according to the mainstream theorists, in kavur than anything else? According to what I'm saying, kavur is not a regular 50-50 suffix. Kavua is a tarovis, which has both identities within it. Kavua is more common than a 50-50 suffix. A 50-50 suffix might or may not be usher. A kavua is like a heftza that's half usher and half mutter. That's much more common. And as a matter of fact, there are some achronim who want to say that suffix rabbanon is lachomer by kavua. Suffix rabbanon is lachomer by kavua. Why? Because suffix rabbanon is lakula. Maybe yes, maybe no. But they call it ischazik isura. Kavua means there's cheskes eser. You have tarovas with cheskes eser in it. Right? And even if all suffix rabbanos are not lechomer by kavua, at the very least, it becomes chametz. It makes sense why a suffix of kavua should be worse than a suffix that's not kavua. Because a suffix that's not kavua is maybe yes, maybe no. Suffix that is kavua is mechzal mechza, but it's a different kind of mechzal mechza. It's like a tarovas of one piece of kosher, one piece of treif. That's worse than just maybe yes, maybe no. That has a treif identity within it. Even if you only eat part of that tarovas, that's worse than eating something that may or may not be treif. Classic example, Maseches Krisos. If something may or may not be chilev and I eat it, wait, we pass it on pacha from an ashim tolu. There are two pieces, one chilev, one shuman, and I eat one of them, I'm chayev ashim tolu. So that's the worst kind of suffix. And according to many achronim, in kavua suffix and lechomer, so I think if you just go back to Rashi and Rambam, we have lots of other good answers, so I'm not forced to say anything. But according to this chat, it could very well explain why kavua is more common than suffix than a regular suffix. Regular suffix, lakula, by drabonans, even by bedikas chametz. But kavua is worse than a suffix. Kavua is a fixed presence of iser. It's cheskes iser. Cheskes iser is not just a lack of cheskes heter. It's mamish cheskes iser. Kavua means you have every piece of this is part of tarobas. That's both usher and mutter. And therefore, there's more presence of iser within it. And we'd be more noted to be machmer and suffix. Okay, idach birusha. I'd say so. More, we're not going to get into all the other details of kavua, although they're very fascinating. But the problem is it's very hard to pin down. It's very hard to pin down anyone's pshat. It's very hard to pin down what any of the nafkaminas are really talking about. And there's a word Prima Gadim says like, oh, well, if we don't follow Rov and Kavua, we also shouldn't follow Sfeik Sveika and Chazaka and Karov, which doesn't really make sense any shot unless you say there's no smart for it. It's just that the Torah decided to make Kavua into a suffix. Okay, either Rosh is Gomorrah, but I really think this is Pashup Shah in the idea of Kavua. It works in the Goren Tzvach and Kavua Drabanan, and it really can tie back to ours, so you can explain why we're more Machra in case A and case B and C. Because the kavua has vada yisr within it. Because the tarovus with vada yisr. That's much more chomer than something that might be usr, might be mutter, but doesn't have vada yisr within it. Again, as we know from Hilchos Asher Toloi in Krisos, that if I have two pieces and I eat one of them, I'm chayav a carbon. If I have one piece, that might be also might be mutter. Apart from a carbon, the more calls that because it's chatzit yisur. Because it's cheskes yisr. Okay, anyone has questions, please feel free to ask. If not, then we will pick up from your session next time.
Well, I'm not 100% sure what to make of it, but on probability theory, another possibility is to think about the stores. There's no earlier information that you could possibly get that will help you. Whereas with the meat found in the street, you know, you could find out, for example, how many pieces of meat each butcher sold that day or something like that. I haven't figured out how to translate
that. I'm not sure what the major is either.